This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the State of the Union is much improved from where it was in the depths of the pandemic after he took office.
Remember the fear, record losses, remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus. It took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind.
Biden touted his administration's efforts to pull the U.S. economy out of the COVID slump. He says he plans to continue that.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt offered the GOP rebuttal Thursday night.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed in the hasty pullout from Afghanistan. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill. This development follows the unanimous advancement of a bill by the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday. The bill proposes that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, must either divest from the app or face a ban in the United States. Lawmakers express concerns that the Chinese government could potentially access the personal data of American TikTok users.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. to deliver the news Thursday. He says Sweden is a NATO ally for good.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials. A New York judge is rejecting Donald Trump's bid to delay paying more than $83 million to writer E. Jean Carroll in a defamation case. Trump had asked the judge to delay the judgment from taking effect until after a ruling on the former president's motions to throw the case out. The decision leaves Trump with just 3 days to pay or post a bond for the entire $83.3 million judgment. Parents are being urged to store medications and supplements safely. USA's John Schaefer with more.
The CDC reports a recent surge in unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin. Between 2019 and 2022, almost 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments due to accidental ingestion of melatonin. Researchers note an increase in adult melatonin use, which often lacks child-resistant packaging.
United Airlines is planning to reduce its pilot hiring pace United says its decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Happy Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Get a little break now that the State of the Union is over with for a moment. We can take a breath and, get ready to go forward, throw ourselves forward into the next 7-8 months of this election season that you know is going to be quite rambunctious, right, to say the least. And I keep reminding all my friends, I say, okay, just breathe. Don't get caught up in it. It's going to be hard not to because it's going to be so pervasive. But such is the environment here. So we'll be forewarned and hopefully be all the smarter and not get caught up in some of the craziness of it all. The political commentator and reporter, my good friend John Fleetwood, is with us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. So did you get a chance to see the State of the Union? Did you decide to amuse yourself and waste your time, or what did you do?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Kind of a loaded question, huh?
Pretty.
Yeah. Were you one of the idiots that had nothing better to do than to tune in and listen to Joe Biden come up with these fantasy stories or what, you know?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine reach out and say, hey, are you watching this? And it reminded me to tune in. I caught it about, I don't know, 30 minutes in, and then I got hooked and just kept watching it because it was like, it was just watching a train wreck.
Well, yeah, it's like going to a NASCAR event. You go to a NASCAR event, you know, you don't go to watch the race, you go to watch the crashes. And, and that's what draws people. I haven't seen the numbers yet as to how many people actually tuned in. But it was a little rambunctious, even though Speaker Johnson, tried to admonish the GOP saying, hey, let's be decent, let's be respectful. Well, it's kind of hard when, things are being misrepresented. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, bless her heart. I mean, she's like she was saying what a lot of people, on the other side of the TV were yelling and screaming, well, what are you talking about? That's not, it's a lie, kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Johnson, he strikes me as a rhino. The whole thing just seemed choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Biden's reading a script, which, okay, it's a State of the Union. They're all going to do that. But then just the reactions from the Democrats, all the standing and clapping.
Well, it was a campaign stop. It was a campaign stop at the expense of the Republicans. And not to mention that, but the Supreme Court justices. I would like say, do anything going forward, especially if it's somebody as divisive as Joe Biden. If I was wearing a black robe, I would say, well, I'm going to go in and have a colonoscopy with, with General Austin or something, just to get out of it, because how painful How painful is that to sit through this stuff? I mean, it's tough enough. I mean, like you said, it's orchestrated, it's politics, and, and here you are, you know, the opportunity for State of Union is to give people an idea, give them a vision, saying, hey, this is what we've got, you know, for this next year. Here's my dream. Here's my vision for this country. Here's how we're going to do things better and what we've learned in the previous three years. No, it was just like, let's just bash the heck 13 times. We're going to bash Trump. We're going to misrepresent all these things for, you know, political advantage and divisiveness coming from the guy who claimed to be the uniter in chief. And, you know, that certainly is a misnomer, isn't it?
Yeah, the uniter in chief had arrested that Gold Star dad that was heckling him, you know, during his address. That was probably the most boisterous part of the whole thing. Probably the most eventful thing was when that Gold Star dad stood up and...
Well, you can't blame him. That's like, you can't blame him. That's like that father in Virginia that was upset because his daughter got raped because the knucklehead school board decided, oh, because somebody feels like being a guy, we're going to let him go into a girl's bathroom and rape his daughter. You know, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
If Biden's, you know, truly a uniter, you should have this guy. He better get this Gold Star dad out
if he throws him in a D.C. gulag with the J6ers, you know, because, you know, you can't have on the left. You can't have anti-speech. You can't be defiant to the ruling party. I mean, that's what totalitarians do, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the government and the left and the right and mainstream media, they've just blown it on so many things, and they've lost all credibility with the public, in my opinion. If you've been paying attention, I think you just have a lot of incredulity for the government. Everything they choose to show us and what they choose to put on, you know, because all the media, they're all owned by the same companies, and they all have an agenda. They all put up the same script, whether it's Fox News or CNN. You know, they're both owned by the same asset managers in league with the World Economic Forum, pushing the Great Reset agenda. So I don't trust anything that I see. You know, they show us. So I don't know if this thing with the Marine dad. I mean, I don't know the guy. You know, was this planned, or Marjorie Taylor Greene and her heckles? You know, she was sitting there wearing the MAGA hat and the red blazer, which is, you know, kind of funny. I look at stuff like this and I just wonder, you know, how much of this is being plotted? Because, I mean, even in my own life, in your own life, it's like, how much do you know about what's going on in my life? How much do I know about what's going on in your life? You know, we all try to put on a smile and put off our best selves, and what's going on behind the scenes, we don't know. And it's like what the government is choosing to show us and what the media is choosing to show us. I it's the same thing with movies. Like, I can't watch movies anymore. It's so hard for me to watch, even sit down and enjoy movies I used to watch. You know, I can't sit there for more than 10 minutes and just know, like, when I'm watching a movie, I know there's a camera there, and I know there's, you know, somebody operating a boom mic, and I know there's, you know, a director there. And I know they don't show it to us, but I know it's all there, so it's hard for me to watch movies. It's kind of the same thing when I watch, like, a State of the Union address. I just know they're showing us what they want to show us, when, meanwhile, they're going to do whatever the heck they want to do. You know, I don't know. That's just kind of my take on the whole thing. So I just wonder what is it they're actually going to do that's different from what they're showing us? What's going on behind the scenes that they're not
exactly
showing
us? Well, and like all the things that you've been studying, John, and looking at, especially in the category of our health and that sort of deal, you go, wait a minute, this is not a real simple, discernible direction. There seems to be a lot of nuance and a lot of, you know, different interests that are orchestrating you know, our health care, you know, what's happening in terms of gain of function studies and things like this. I mean, bioweaponization, all these things are going on. And you're going, wait a minute, as you pull back the string, you're going, this is pretty evil and pretty diabolical. And I don't blame you for being concerned. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with John Fleetwood. John, last night's State of the Union, very aggressive, very angry. You know, people were, as you said, you kind of just get drawn into it, thinking, okay, I mean, even as upsetting as it is, because there was so much that the president said that just did not seem to connect with reality. And it's just sad.
Oh, yeah. It's sad to think about it. And you mentioned that he brought up, he's trying to be like the champion of COVID when he is far from it, but he's trying to claim some sort of make-believe credit. And some of the areas that he delved into last night, it was pretty reckless, because it really demonstrated how little he knows. But, hey, he's got the bully pulpit. He's the president of the United States. And it's like, I got to imagine anybody with any kind of modicum of intelligence about the vaccine are going, what the heck is this guy talking about?
Yeah, and it's concerning. And, his statement was that the COVID vaccines, they're so great, they're going to cure cancer. I think what Biden meant was the mRNA technology is in the future going to be used for these so-called next generation vaccines that are going to be used against cancer. I think that's what he meant. What was troubling to me was Trump picking up on that comment and then bragging about getting the COVID vaccines out so quickly and, picking up on the whole quote unquote saving lives idea. Mm-hmm. Even Pfizer's own dad, I was listening to Dr. Steve Kirsch, who's giving testimony to Congress. Mm-hmm. And he was showing that even Pfizer's safety data only said it maybe saved a few thousand lives a year. Well, it turns out this COVID vaccine's killed 17 million people worldwide. I'm looking at the VAERS data right now. This is from our U.S.
17 million people. The vaccine kills 17 million people.
Yes, absolutely. That was the conclusion of these physicists and microbiologists for an organization called Correlation Research in the Public Interest. And they did a study. It's a Canada-based nonprofit. And they published research showing that the COVID vaccines have killed 17 million people worldwide. Here's a quote from this
wow.
study. Global vaccination campaign was, in effect, a mass iatrogenic event. Iatrogenic just means medicine killed you. People don't know this, but iatrogenic death from like medical mistakes or medicine or being in a hospital is one of the top three or four leading causes of death. It's up there with heart disease and cancer. But they say the global vaccination campaign was in effect a mass iatrogenic event that killed 0.213% of the world population and did not measurably prevent any death. So, and I'm looking at the VAERS data live right now. This is the most recent data, at least this is through February 23rd. So the end of last month, the CDC puts together all this data that shows how many people have died linked to the COVID vaccine, and they say the number is 37,231. So by Pfizer's own admission through their data, according to Steve Kirsch's government testimony,
right,
you only save a couple thousand lives a year. Well, since the COVID vaccine's been out, it's already killed 40,000 people, and that's according to VAERS. And mind you, this is very important to point out, that in 2010, a Harvard doctor, Dr. Lazarus, confirmed that only 1% of vaccine adverse reactions, including death, are even reported in the first place. So what that means is you have to take any number that the CDC VAERS system gives us about how many deaths there are,
right,
and you need to add two zeros to it. So if you
exactly.
add two zeros to 40,000, you've got 4 million. So that study was funded by HHS, Health and Human Services, U.S. Top U.S. quote unquote health department. So the COVID vaccines killed 4 million people about if you go with that estimate in the U.S.
in the United States, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so to have Biden just flat out lie and say, oh, this thing saved lives, and then to have Trump pick it up. And I'm not saying there's someone better than Trump to vote for. I mean, he's, he's our best hope right now.
Right.
But, best case scenario, Trump just doesn't understand health And, I mean, he's drinking tons of Diet Coke and eating McDonald's all the time. Maybe this is just his Achilles heel. I pray he just doesn't understand this stuff or doesn't have the right people around him. But at this point, this many years into it, when you can just look at the CDC's own website and see it's killed 40, the COVID vaccine that's only been around for a couple of years, killed 40,000 at least, you know, Americans, it's like, we got to stop talking about this thing like it's good for us and it's safe, and we got to stop bragging about it. It just, it kind of makes me question Trump. I'm going to vote for the guy, but I'm not married to Trump, so I'm not just going to say, you know, he can do no wrong.
Right.
I think Operation.
Well, you're going into this with eyes wide open, and I think a lot of people are, John. I mean, we realize because of, you know, what we were touching on earlier, there's so much misinformation out there that you really can't trust one source. I mean, certainly, you know, when you put Joe Biden and Donald Trump side by side, I mean, the credibility meter, there's a big difference between the two guys there.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not even close. So you sit there and go, well, how can I even begin to trust this guy? And especially when we're talking about healthcare, there's so many things that are involved here, as you say, interest that are involved that goes back to what you and I have always talked about. You know, just follow the money and see, okay, if the money people are up front and, or they're behind, you know, these reports, well, then you know that it's influence. I don't know of anything where money has been involved where you can come around and say, man, I'm sure glad you put your money into it because now we've got some credible information. I think in this modern era in which we live in, John, you know, they've conditioned us to have our doubts and to ask questions. And to look into this further, especially if it has anything to involve with our government, because our government, that's the whole issue right now, is we don't trust our government. All the three-letter agencies have been corrupted. And, you know, Christopher Wray comes on and talks, and anybody in the political spectrum that talks, I mean, it's even to the point, John, that even, you know, people, you know, conservatives that I have long, you know, believed in, I have my guard up. I don't take them, you know, full face value anymore. Do you?
Not at all. Especially when you can go on to opensecrets.org and see who's paying these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just thought about this the other night, Bill. I bet you feel the same way. I hate that I can't trust people.
Yes.
Like, I hate that. That if I talk to somebody on the left, say, that I wouldn't trust them or that I can't trust Joe Biden, I hate that. Just as a human being and as a Christian,
I recognize
the image of God in other people. I want to be able to trust them, and I hate that I can't. Mm. But we have to grow up. It's like what Paul said in Corinthians. He was like, you know, when I was a child, I thought like a child.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta grow up. And we have to have a grown-up view of our government, and not that they're Santa Claus, not that they're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, and they're going to give us all these goodies. But most of our politicians are corrupt, and you can see who's paying them, like weapons manufacturers paying Speaker Johnson. No wonder he's going to be in favor of these bills that send weapons to Israel and send weapons to Ukraine. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
But
It was like the Babylon Bees said the other day when Nikki Haley bowed out, said that you know, the flags at Boeing were flown at half staff.
Exactly, that was hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you, again, you got to have a sense of humor about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So,
absolutely.
But hey, own your own knowledge. Check it out for yourself. OpenSecrets.org. That's a good reference. John Fleetwood, you're awesome, buddy. Appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment indeed was responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the Smokehouse Creek fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. Xcel Energy in a statement indicated it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. A former congressional candidate and pro wrestler has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip.
Daniel Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center on Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Pastor Tony Schwartz is going to join us in just a few moments. He's with the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. He's the founder and president of Revival Makers, and he spent a great deal of time over the past 12 years bringing hope to the border, and we're going to talk to him about the border, especially in light of last night's State of the Union. Tony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me on.
Okay, give us your read. What is your reality of what you're seeing at the U.S.-Mexican border?
Well, I think, the border has been an area of opinions, debate, controversy, arguments. What we feel our mandate to do is to bring hope. I'm a second-generation Hispanic. Within the Hispanic community, there's always been opinions about people crossing the border. And, most of us, all of us that are here have come from immigrants that crossed the border. But the issues that we were facing 20, 30 years ago, and for that matter, 10 years ago,
right,
don't compare to what today is. This is
without
not
a
the
doubt
border that we joked about or mm-hmm. or even some of our ancestors crossed. It's a different reality. It's a real thing that there are terrorists coming across the border, human trafficking taking place. And because the reality has changed, our response as Christians and as Hispanics has also had to change.
Yeah, without a doubt. So good observation here, and I appreciate what you're saying, because the thing that we've been talking about quite often here, Tony, is that you're exactly right. It's changed. This is not your grandfather's southern border. I mean, this is controlled by the cartels, and the cartels that have been allowed to build a supply chain, not only at the border, but well into the United States. And last time I checked, the cartels are not necessarily interested in that which is good for America or Americans.
Not so much. And I can tell you, I've been on the boats with Border Patrol down the Rio Grande. And while we're riding the boat, there are members of the Mexican cartel, obviously on the Mexican side, waving at us, calling out our names. Hi, Tony. Hi, you know, some of the other people on the boat. They knew we were there on a private tour. That's how serious and complex the issue has gotten, the danger of the issue, if you will.
Well, you know, like when your parents came across, and, you know, my parents would have been only my dad, but my grandparents, especially when they came, they didn't have this kind of danger. They were open, you know, except for my grandfather. My grandfather, he loved Mexico. One of his biggest fears is he would die in the United States and be buried in the United States. And no, I want to go back home. And so he did realize that that was his choice. My grandmother, on the other hand, you know, different type of feel and belief. I mean, she appreciated what America, did for our family. My dad, you know, had 9 kids, and it was about assimilation. You know, we needed to assimilate into the country and contribute. Yeah, he was a World War II veteran. 3 of his sons served in the military as well. So we believe in the basic heartbeat. But the other thing, Tony, and I know I sense you feel the same way, is that the people are coming across even now. I've always said you got to have a fair chance to be successful. And how can you be successful when you have an anchor around both your ankles that says you're tied to the cartels? Because I don't care what anybody says. Or, you know, I can't get the number from the government or politicians. I say, how many of these people coming across the border are beholden to the cartels? Well, we don't have that exact number. Well, come on. I think we could give a guesstimate here and probably figure, you know, a majority. I say 98-99% of the people who come, because you're not going to get across that border unless the cartel says it's okay for you to go. And if it's okay for you to go, it's because you've signed off a piece of your soul to do their bidding.
That's exactly right. So speaking to your family and our common heritage, my father came from Colombia. But my dad didn't come from Colombia to be a Colombian in the United States. He came to become a United States citizen, and he taught us to love this country. We honored our heritage, but we're Americans. That's one of the glaring differences between then and now. And then to what you're talking about, the cartel. So yeah, as a preacher, I'd get in trouble if I gamble. But if I were to bet right now, I'd say it's 99% that are beholden to the cartel. There's a price tag on them. So my position, which to some people is extreme, I think you have to close the southern border completely right now. I'm not talking about tourism, but I believe you have to close the border completely. And I don't know if that's 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years, but you have to close the border down. And then I actually support President Trump's comments recently about using the military to round up a certain element of the illegal immigrants that are in the country. I'm talking about terrorists, human trafficking, cartel, that element. Yeah, we probably need the military's help. And then and only then can we address the broken immigration system, because it really is twofold. You have to build a wall, but then you have to fix the door. The exit system has to be fixed, but we can't even get to that until we secure our border once and for all. So the perspective I give people, I'm in my mid-40s. The last time we had immigration reform, I was in kindergarten, and Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States. Every election cycle, both Democrat and Republican, will campaign on this issue, and then once they win and they're in office, they don't address it. We have to hold them accountable. We can't. This cannot continue. When I first started, well, just say 6 years ago, when we talked about the number of illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants in the country, we were talking about 15 million-ish. Now it's over 30 million. It cannot continue this way. We have to know who's living within our borders and our boundaries. So that's really the position I've taken, and I believe that it's gotten so bad. If we can say there's any silver lining to it, it's gotten so bad. I don't believe that inaction will be tolerated any longer.
Well, and this is why, you know, Hispanics are moving away from the Democratic Party in mass. There's a mass exodus going on because they've been told decade after decade that they were going to address this issue. And we know the Hispanic communities, Tony, they're the ones that are getting pulverized with these open borders because, the people from, you know, Central America, I mean, the closest thing to their culture is the Hispanic community here in America. And so they come in and with it, you know, with their ties to the cartels, I mean, their daughters are missing. They're being sex trafficked. You know, the idea that America, you know, which is so antithetical. You and I grew up, you know, in the Hispanic culture, you know, to have sex trafficking, you know, as part of our culture is an anathema. I mean, it's right. Disgusting. But yet, here it is. America has become the number one consumer of sex trafficking. I mean, Tony, if Jesus doesn't come and we don't ignite a revival here, right. you know, to get people to understand, look at, you know, you're going to be judged. All right. So do you want it today or do you want it down the road? You know, it's kind of like the old Pennzoil commercial, right? You can pay me now or pay me later. Paying later right. is much more expensive, and it's going to be much more severe. So right. understand that Jesus is coming. There is going to be a judgment day. You're going to stand in front of the truth. There's not. I don't care, you know, whatever political philosophy you may have, shoulda, coulda, woulda, or anything like that. I think there's going to be no argument. You're going to stand in front of the truth, and the truth is going to, you know, give you an opportunity to be set free. But but there's not going to be a big debate over all this stuff, is there?
No, you're absolutely right. And time is of the essence. I do believe Jesus is coming back, and I believe we're going to be judged. And I believe we're that final generation. And I think we got to get our act together. So that's why we're going to go to the border and have revival at the Amen. End of March. And we're believing for a lot of people to come to that saving knowledge of Jesus.
Well, you see, and this is what it's all about. I mean, get it out of the political realm. I mean, it's that Jesus is the answer. And you and I, with our experience, we have experienced enough life to where we can tell you with all our hearts and souls is that he is the answer. This is what you want. You know, with all the chaos that's happening in our country and the, you know, the political infighting and everything is going on, that's meaningless. You know, what is meaningful is eternity. And we want you to be with us, right?
You got it. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, again, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to continuing this conversation. Stay in touch, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. God bless.
Wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. My good friend Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family is with us right now. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I survived. I'm going to get a T-shirt. I survived the State of the Union.
So much to say, but I'm guessing you've already said a good deal of it, so I don't know that I can add very much.
Well, I'm sure you can. I always appreciate your perspective on it because you always bring some sobriety on it. I try to, you know, this is why I need you, because you kind of bring me down to the, you know, down to the ground here, because sometimes I get a little carried away, and I try not to. I keep saying, oh, God, please, you know, put a muzzle over my lips, you know, so that I can speak something of some benefit, you know, for our listeners, so they have a takeaway to be able to say, okay, well, that makes sense. All right, there's something here that we can deal with, right?
Here's what I'll say, and I'm actually going to make a plugged-in connection here because I'm a movie guy and not a politics guy. Mm-hmm. First up, you know, I hope the spittle guard was in place, you know, in front of him, because it was pretty loud, right?
Yes.
I think that what we have to do, and I think that we've largely forgotten how to do this as a culture. We, as a culture, I think, confuse emotion and substance.
Right.
And there was a lot of emotion, and I'm reading articles and just seeing how people are responding to, you know, he sort of came out like a boxer who got cornered, right?
Well, he was desperate. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah. And so there were a lot of punches thrown. And who was it? Was it Faulkner that said all sound and fury signifying nothing?
Yes.
But I think that we've got to take a step back. And we need to do this with entertainment, too, because we live in a culture that is largely about emotion. And a lot of times in the midst of that emotion, we're not thinking critically, and I'm talking whether we're talking politicians, whether we're talking Twitter, whether we're talking, or X, I should say, social media sound bites, or whether we're talking movies, that a lot of times we get sucked into the emotion of a moment, and we forget to take that step back and critically say, okay, there's a lot of emotion here, but what's the substance of what's being communicated? And
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Well, you're exactly right,
because the standard, see, the standard for conversation has changed, you know, from the time you and I were kids growing up.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you didn't yell and scream at people like you do now. We didn't speak disrespectfully. To one another.
Right. I mean, there was a sense of decorum. I mean, I think I'm old enough to remember some of the, you know, the conversation between like Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan and you know, people who were not on the same political side of the aisle, but they were able to have a respectful decorum, even if they disagreed, you know, vociferously.
And it's almost believable that they could go out and have lunch afterwards and have a and just, you know, hey, we're in this deal together here. And but in today's environment, I don't see Jamie Raskin and Marjorie Taylor Greene going out to lunch.
No, I mean, it's a zero-sum game.
Yeah.
Not only is it a zero-sum game, meaning somebody has to win and somebody has to lose, it's a scorched-earth zero-sum game.
We really want to
get a flamethrower out and literally destroy our perception of evil on the other side. And don't get me wrong, abortion is an evil in our country.
Yes.
Like, there are places where evil is the right word, but I think that Jesus never demonized people. And really the only people he took to task angrily were the Pharisees for their hypocrisy, right? And the religious leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus related to people as human beings. And so I think the question and the challenge for us is, how do we hold our ground? How do we not compromise on truth, but recognize that we're still trying to have a human conversation? And man, I think it's gotten lost between social media and 24/7, you know, news. It's so dehumanizing, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up something that's so important here, and that is, you know, again, the old deal. You know, what would Jesus say? You know, how would he handle this situation? And he didn't, you know, he just brought in the truth. Here's the Father's truth. This is what the Father said, you know. Okay, reconcile it. It's up to you. And and most people that he spoke with understood, and even with the very wealthy man who wanted to be part of the movement, realized that he was incapable of selling everything. The truth, the answer, the truth of his request was so hard for him that he just had to walk away. You know, there wasn't argument. And it's kind of like, you know, it's interesting. Last night I was at an event with and Abby Johnson was the speaker there. And she said something and I'd never heard this before. When she was working at Planned Parenthood, you know, she was there for about 5 years. And I guess after about 2-3 years or so, there was kind of a lull. And Planned Parenthood, on a couple of occasions, they've used marketing people to come in. I mean, the first marketing people were the ones that gave them the line, you know, safe, what was it? It was legal, safe, and rare, right?
Right.
And
but they don't want to be rare. They want to cash in.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that which is a misnomer. But that's like everything that has to do with, you know, abortion, is that it's mired in lies. But it sounds good, though. You know, say you know, legal, safe, and rare. It sounds very, you know, for people that don't want to ask the follow up question. Although, you know, Abby says, well, you know, and to me, she goes, when I go to an Italian restaurant, I love eggplant parmesan. And she goes, when I go to a restaurant, I don't want eggplant parmesan to be rare. I want to be plentiful, right? So if it's that good, then, you know, abortion should be legal, safe, and plentiful. You know, so
right.
You know, so it's the wordsmithing. But anyway, what right. she said that followed up was that when they had the next group that came in, they came up with this idea of how to really, come up with a compassionate kind of a phraseology. And what they did, see, they were having the problem with women coming into Planned Parenthood and leaving. You know, they wouldn't follow up. And they said, well, wait a minute, we got them in the building. We got to be able to close them. So how do we communicate, you know, to them? And they came up with this line. It says, what you're doing is an act of compassion. You know, you're choosing an abortion because it's right for you, for your family, and your future family. And she said, as soon as they started employing that, nobody walked.
Yeah.
So this is the deal, you know, is that when...
And nobody asked the question of, who's it not compassionate for?
Exactly.
The child being aborted, and that's the emotional argument, right?
Right. Well, you see, but it's all about... The thing is, it's a selfish act. But we can't go there. See, and this is what Jesus would do. Jesus would point out and go, oh, really? Okay, who are you serving with that choice?
Right.
Okay.
Serving yourself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, here it is. You made a choice. In some cases, if you decided to have sex outside of marriage and have a hookup and do whatever you want to do and be so reckless about something as sanctified as sex, and you've violated the process and God's sanctity of the sexual union. And now you want an excuse for it. Really? You know, you can't, it doesn't work that way. And you're going to pay a price. And so this is why women, the reason that Roe v. Wade had such a groundswell is because the women realized that it wasn't not so safe. It wasn't, it could have been legal, you say it was legal, but the two other bookends of safe and rare was not the case. And it was also dangerous,
right.
Is that women were dying and still dying with abortions, but they're lying about it. I mean, you know, we already know a child's going to die. Okay, that's a given when you have an abortion, but it's not expected that the woman's going to die. But the woman's women have been dying, and so, government agencies and Planned Parenthood, of course, are doing everything they can to tamp that down because they don't want you to know, right?
Well, it's lies piled on lies. You know, it's compassionate, it's safe, it's not a big deal. You'll shake it off and get over it. I mean, I think we've talked about it before, but I appreciate the fact that Britney Spears came out, and we always hear phrases like, well, you should tell your truth. And, you know, people say that and tell the truth that you tell is not the truth that they want to hear.
Right.
And, you know, the reality is Britney Spears got pregnant by Justin Timberlake, and he pressured her into having an abortion. And she said she's regretted it the rest of her life. Now, I don't know Britney Spears. I don't know her situation. But certainly I think that we can say her career and her life has been pretty erratic. And I can't help but ask the question, if she's connecting those dots and saying, this is one of the worst decisions I ever made, how much is she haunted by that choice?
Exactly.
And we enshrine choice as this beautiful virtue, and the reality is, what if you make the wrong choice?
Exactly.
What then? Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, again, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. The groundswell of Roe v. Wade was the result of experience.
Yes.
Women from the Yaya Sisterhood, they experienced abortion, said they're lying to us. And even to this day, with abortifacients, with chemical abortions that are happening, they're lying to us. And you get the nightmares of these young girls who are depositing their babies in a toilet.
Yeah.
And they will see that forever.
Yep.
And so, like, we're not supposed to have any compassion, you know, for that, and thinking that, you know, our daughters, our fellow, sisters in Christ, or otherwise, are having to experience that kind of horror.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Adam Holtz.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a